Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in news here on KJAN. The Cass County Board of Supervisors held their regular meeting on Wednesday at the boardroom at the Cass County Courthouse. Among the items that the supervisors took up was the contract bids for the Graywater Transmission Project for the lead octane ethanol plant site. Dave Sturm of Snyder & Associates informed the board that out of six bids taken on the project, the low bid came from Crow River Construction out of New London, Minnesota. Their bid came in at $884,020, which was under engineers' estimates of $900,000. Board member Mark Whittemeyer questioned if they'd be able to go with the next bid because it came from a company in Iowa and was just $6,000 more. Sturm stated he didn't see any reason to not go with the low bid. He said they haven't worked with Crow River before, but his discussions with other communities brought nothing but positive comments on them. The board eventually all agreed and later unanimously approved a resolution awarding the contract to Crow River Construction. A timeline for the project will be determined soon. The board also approved changes to the Glacier Road paving project that is currently underway. Sturm stated that the road culverts that they were intending to salvage or extend are not in proper condition to be saved. During work, it was discovered that a number of them were cracked and don't match up properly with the intended extensions. The board unanimously agreed to approve the changes to order new culverts for the project, which will increase the cost by $20,188. In other business, the board agreed to change the speed limit on the county's portion of Troy Road and Cass Street south of Griswold city limits to 25 miles per hour. The city of Griswold already approved the change on their portion of the road, and the board had agreed to follow suit with their decision on their portion. The board will also approve plans for a bridge replacement for bridge number 433 on North Olive Street over a tributary to Buck Creek, about a mile south of I-80. The project has not yet been put on the DOT's shortlist for bid letting, but Cass County engineer technician Dennis Vogel said the county wants to have the plans shelf ready for when that happens. He said they hope to have the project completed before they are intending to do an overlay project on the road. Also, the Cass County Board of Supervisors yesterday discussed the process of finding a new county attorney at the end of their meeting. Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman informed the board that there are two options to fill that vacancy.
Shall be filled by one of the two following procedures. The first one is by appointment of the Board of Supervisors, and the appointment can only be from the period until the next pending election. And pending election in 2018 would be essentially the general election in the fall. Primaries don't count. If the Board of Supervisors chooses to proceed under that paragraph, the board is required to publish a notice in newspapers to the effect that they're going to appoint them. So essentially, if you want to put it on the agenda for the end of the month, the 31st, the first step would be in an open meeting to decide whether you're going to do it by appointment or by calling a special election. You have both of those alternatives.
If the board decides to appoint a replacement to fill out the term until the next election, they won't be able to officially appoint that person until the office is vacated on January 1st of 2018. Current County Attorney Dave Wiederstein submitted his resignation effective on that date in response to the county changing the position to full-time. The board plans to get an official signed resignation from Wiederstein to approve at their next meeting on Thursday. And then they also said that they plan to take up the decision on appointment or special election at their next meeting on August 31st. They also will have the issue of dealing with changing the status of the person if they do go with the appointment route to full-time once they begin, because the original decision was to make that full-time effective date on January 1st, 2019. That would have matched up with the next election cycle. A third judge has ruled that Iowa Department of Transportation officers issued speeding tickets for years without the legal authority to do so. District Associate Judge Christine Dalton on Wednesday dismissed a ticket issued to Indianola attorney George Dunbar, who was cited for driving 5 miles over the speed limit along I-80 near Davenport. Dalton says that until lawmakers changed Iowa code earlier this year, DOT officers were specifically restricted for decades from stopping any non-commercial vehicles for traffic violations. Two other judges have made similar rulings in the last year. Attorneys are considering seeking class action relief for the estimated 20,000 drivers who've been nabbed for speeding by DOT officers. Iowa lawmakers in May passed a law giving the DOT authority to issue traffic tickets for 1 year. That's a look at some of the latest in local news. We'll take a look at your funeral announcements next. News Time 7:13.
Great health and wellness don't happen by accident. They happen by design. That's why Cass County Health System was designed to include multiple branches of healthcare in one system. A system designed to have a positive impact on our patients and the community. Cass County Health System includes Atlantic Medical Center, Cass County Memorial Hospital, Eye Associates, Southwest Iowa Mental Health Center, and Southwest Iowa Surgery. We have the resources, knowledge, and experience to care for you and your family. And we're always listening to our patients to find out how we can improve. We take those words to heart and use them to help us design the future of Cass County Health System. And our future in Cass County is bright. With more than 350 employees, we're proud to be a major part of the local economy. But most importantly, we're proud to be neighbors caring for neighbors.
In your funeral announcements this morning, Charlotte Perkins, age 68, of Atlantic, died Monday at Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. Funeral services for Charlotte Perkins will be held Friday at 10:30 a.m. at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Frederick Henry Clausen, age 92, of Perry and formerly of Dexter, died Sunday at the Perry Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Frederick Henry Clausen will be held Friday at 10:30 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home Dexter Chapel has arrangements. Patricia Lou Rock, age 84, of Avoca, died Monday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Patricia Lou Rock will be held Friday at 11 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home Avoca has arrangements. Shirley Ann Russell, age 70, of Guthrie Center, died Monday in Des Moines. Memorial services for Shirley Ann Russell will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home Guthrie Center has arrangements. Robert D. Hansen, age 86, of Manning, died Wednesday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Robert D. Hansen will be held on August 26, Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Louetta Madeline Smith, age 92, of Elkhorn, died August 15th at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Memorial services for Louetta Madeline Smith will be held Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the Stuart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Arnold K. Peterson, age 98, of Atlantic and formerly of Elkhorn, died Tuesday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Arnold K. Peterson will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Roland Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Jeffrey Craig Peace, age 60, of Stuart, died Tuesday at his home. A funeral celebration for Jeffrey Craig Peace will be held Sunday at 2 p.m. at the West Central Valley High School in Stuart. Johnson Family Funeral Home Stuart Chapel has arrangements. Bernice Peters, age 98, of Walnut, died on Tuesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Bernice Peters will be held on Monday at 10:30 a.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Helen J. June Berger, age 84, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Shelby, died Thursday in Council Bluffs. Memorial services for June Berger will be held on Monday at 2 p.m. at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Ross Lee Terwilliger, age 75, of Stuart, died Monday at his home in Stuart. Per his wishes, cremation has taken place at the Johnson Family Funeral Home and Crematory in Stuart, and no services are planned for Ross Lee Terwilliger at this time. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements on KJN. News brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital, and Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.